Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Love, marriage, and money. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Warren Buffett once said, "Only when the tide goes out do you discover who's been swimming naked." The honeymoon period of a couple's relationship is the tide, and eventually the water recedes. Then you are left exposed, surrounded by truths you didn't see before. With almost all major life decisions, making sound financial decisions can become compromised, especially when emotions come into play. It is imperative that, whenever possible, individuals pay down debts before entering a committed relationship, especially if they plan to combine money or share finances. So make a plan. When it comes to plastic, remember that paying the monthly minimum on your credit cards has never been a good idea. At current interest rates, it could take years to pay off the balance if you pay only the monthly minimum. Lingering debt places a great deal of pressure on your relationship. So do your due diligence before proceeding with your relationship. One of my close friends, a producer at CNN, got married a few months before I joined the staff. Over the years, we've developed a great friendship. I'm friendly with her husband, and their family now includes 4 children. But before they got married, she told her husband-to-be, "I will not marry you until you are debt-free." He did it because he loved her and respected her request. But how many people would have made that effort if not presented with a similar ultimatum? In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about money having no conscience, that it depends on yours. When financial questions are not asked of potential partners, a tremendous amount of excess baggage is discovered, often at the worst of times. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.